preceding transcribed. If you've been waiting to get stereo till you come across a goodbye, wait no longer. That goodbye is here. It's Westinghouse Stereo. Fine furniture stereo plus an AM/FM radio for $199.95. That's right. Westinghouse gives you an AM/FM radio in your stereo cabinet for just $199.95. You get four speakers perfectly matched and balanced for the finest high-fidelity reproduction. You get an automatic record changer that plays all four speeds, shuts off automatically after the last record. You get authentic fine furniture of genuine mahogany veneer, plus a long-range AM radio, static-free FM radio, all for $199.95. You'd expect to pay this for the stereo alone, so don't wait. Go to your Westinghouse dealer and see this great buy in stereo. Look at it, listen to it, compare it to others. You will see it's the good stereo buy you've been waiting for. You can be sure if it's Westinghouse. 745 WIND Chicago.
Today at McCormick Place, Lady Fair Magnificent Color Spectacle. Fun for the entire family. Hundreds of thrilling exhibits. See Santa Claus in Toy Wonderland. Gorgeous dancing waters. Fantastic floral gardens. Room after room of decorator original designs. Three furnished bomb shelters. Baseball star Minnie Minoso. Maggie Daly with shimmering fashions worn by the world's most beautiful models. Bring the entire family to Lady Fair. Now through Sunday at McCormick Place. Opens 11 a.m. till 9 p.m.
This is New Directions in Careers, a vocational guidance broadcast series presented by the Division of Radio and Television of the Chicago Public Schools in cooperation with the Education Division, Illinois Retail Merchants Association. This is Herb Thompson of the Retail Merchants Association. Each week at this time, program guests present information of assistance to young people in making career choices. Our program subject for today's broadcast is Christmas season careers. Certainly at this time of the year, many people, I think young people particularly, are interested in learning about some of the many, part-time careers that are available during this very busy pre-Christmas season. Certainly activity in many fields increases as we move toward the Christmas holiday period. Some of these fields that do have increased activity, of course, are those of retailing, the postal services, many of the areas of transportation, and of course several others that could be cited. Today we are extremely pleased to have with us a representative of retailing who I know can provide us the answers on Christmas season careers in her area. She is Mrs. Mary Garzoni, Personnel Director, Charles A. Stevens and Company. We are pleased also to have two guests from Schurz High School, and they are Valerie Netsetskis and Bruce Dumont. We are pleased, too, to have their attendance here today and wish to thank Mrs. Ruth Purcell, teacher at Schurz. Now, I think that Mrs. Garzoni is going to have the answers to these questions, and Bruce, why don't you lead off on Christmas season careers?
Mrs. Garzoni, what types of jobs are available in stores this season?
Usually, Bruce, the jobs that are available pre-Christmas are those that don't require a great deal of advanced training, so that in some areas, students will be used in selling, but primarily they'll be used in stock work and behind-the-scenes activities. Even some of the offices employ additional people.
Well, Mrs. Garzoni, what are some of the experiences gained by working in a department store?
Well, prior to going on the air, I was talking with Bruce just a little bit about this. In addition to your being able to learn on-the-job activities, for instance, brushing up on the salesmanship that you've learned about in your sales class at Schurz, you also have the greatest opportunity in the world to work with numerous and various types of people. And you'll have to keep in mind, too, that pre-Christmas selling or pre-Christmas work of any kind is one of pressure, because people frequently are waiting for last-minute gifts and doing their shopping at the last minute, which I think we all do at times. And so you will find this, I think, a valuable tool for life, learning how to work with people and to work under pressure.
Well, what about the specialty shops or stores?
Well, I'd say in the specialty stores, we have some of the similar experiences to working in a department store, except that the specialty stores, of course, have limited their merchandise to just certain categories. For instance, we at Stevens have exclusively women's fashion merchandise. And so the type of customer that we handle is looking for some specialized service as well on how to, for instance, wear a certain bit of fashion apparel or how to accessorize it. So we feel that in certain areas our people have to be even more well-versed and better trained.
Are the opportunities in the outlining stores as well as they are in the downtown stores?
Oh, I think so, Bruce. I think that they are continuing to grow. Naturally, the Loop area has always been an attractive place and a must to visit pre-Christmas. I bet both of you used to come downtown just to see the decorations, didn't you, prior to Christmas?
Yes. Yes.
And, of course, this increases our traffic and this brings many new customers into the Loop area. But you've all heard the talk about the going out to the suburbs, the move to the suburbs and the increase in our various shopping centers or shopping areas. And so here again, you have a totally different pattern of traffic, but a great amount of Saturday and evening shopping goes on in these branch stores or outlying stores, and of course the need is there for additional sales help, stock help, all of the jobs involved with pre-Christmas business.
Well, what type of benefits are available for Christmas employees?
Most of the stores, Valerie, of course, realize that the people that they will be hiring will be with them primarily just prior to Christmas, and so they do not extend a great many of their usual benefits beyond that period. But people working for Christmas are interested usually in money for their own purposes or for Christmas shopping, and so the stores recognize that and also give their employees almost an immediate discount on merchandise. And this discount can run up to 20% depending on the store in which you work. Believe me, it's a handsome saving when you're doing a great deal of shopping.
Mr. Garzoni, I'd like to ask you a question about the working hours. What are the hours that are expected to be worked by the majority of part-time Christmas workers?
Well, Bruce, are you speaking now of the student employee?
Yes, high school students.
Well, we realize, most of the stores do, that is, that the student has obligations to keep up with his schoolwork. I believe Mrs. Purcell will agree with that, too. But we do find that the student employee can be most valuable to us, of course, on Saturdays, but to a great degree on these long evening hours that we have. So that, let's say, 2 to 3 days a week, you would be expected to work from the time that you leave school, which would be, say, 4 o'clock by the time that you got into the Loop area, until store closing. In many cases, that's 8:30 downtown or 9 o'clock in the outlying areas. And of course, from December 4th on, most of our Loop stores will be open every night, except Saturday and Sunday. So you can see that there are a great many evening hours to be covered, and we depend on the student employee to do that for us.
Well, how would a student secure a job for Christmas working in a department store?
Well, just about the same way you'd secure it any other time of the year. Let it be known that you're looking for one. This is done, of course, most directly by going to the employment office in your store, or if you're talking of a neighborhood store, going in to see the store manager to see what positions are available. And, of course, pre-Christmas employment is just a little bit more in demand. Many people want to earn money for Christmas, so I would advise students or your mothers, if they're looking for jobs, to begin looking early. October is not too early to file your applications with the employment office or store manager so that you can be considered for Christmas hiring. In our case, for instance, we have completed our last training class now for Christmas employees for students. So you can see that it's, what, just the 20th of November, and we have already completed our needs for evening and Saturday people.
Mm. There's just one last question I'd like to ask you, Mrs. Garzoni. How important is experience in pre-season sales work?
Well, Bruce, we discussed this just a little, and let me say that all other things equal. For instance, if the appearance is neat, well-groomed, if the individual himself has a wholesome attitude in the interview, I would say that with all these things equal, naturally experience would have the edge over the inexperienced person. But this is one area that I would not like to generalize in, because some of our best-selling jobs are done by the inexperienced school student who is working just prior to Christmas. Somehow he has more youthful enthusiasm and more interest in his job at that point. So that experience is valuable, and I'd ask you to get it if you possibly can, but it should not hold you back from getting employment otherwise.
Mrs. Garzoni, I think you've done an excellent job in answering these questions posed to you by Valerie and Bruce. I think now we ought to give you a turn to fire a few at them. How about that?
Well, this is fun because I feel just a little bit like the answer man. So let me turn it around and ask you. I'm very curious about your sales class and particularly interested in what both of you plan to do when you graduate from high school. Valerie?
Well, I'm going to school right now. I'm entering the beauty culture field, and I think sales is going to help me a lot in it, in becoming, reaching my customers.
Mm-hmm.
And, being able to talk to them in a better way. I'm learning all this experience and gaining it in sales.
Will you open your own shop or will you work for someone else?
Well, I'd like to open my own shop if that's at all possible, but one never knows.
That's every beauty operator's dream, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I think so.
How about you, Bruce? What are you planning to do?
Well, after graduating from high school this June, after I graduate, I'll work over the summer. And then I'd like to attend either UCLA or Texas Christian University. And I'd like to major in speech and then become a radio sports announcer. And I believe that my sales experience will help me in such things as delivering television commercials.
So both of you do feel that your sales course will be of value to you in your future career. Did you think, Bruce, possibly while you're going on to college that you too might seek work in a retail store, or aren't you going to work part-time?
Well, I think if I want to go to college, I think I will have to work my way through, and I think an excellent way of doing it is by gaining sales experience, because in the long run, I believe it'll help me in my later life as a sports announcer.
Bruce, related to announcing and that way of covering sports, have you done anything in the way of covering sports through writing? Have you worked on the school newspaper, for instance?
No, I haven't.
This might be one area you could explore before getting into the verbal or the oral reporting of sports. You know, Mrs. Garzoni, I think both of our student guests this morning have exhibited a number of qualities that are most desirable. Could you tell us a little about some of the characteristics or personal qualities that you look for in hiring Christmas season people?
Well, I think I went into that just briefly, Mr. Thompson, without belaboring the point too much. I do feel that, as I tell any student group in applying for a job, naturally, before you have even been interviewed or had a voicing of your own opinion, your appearance speaks many thousands of words. So if you are neat and well-groomed and are dressed suitable for a business situation, no floppy white bobby socks, no gum chewing, or some of the faddish clothes that are worn on the campus, this is initially one of the things that is first noticed. And of course, in your interview, the attitude that you exhibit, the willingness to want to work and to cooperate with your employer is important. Because remember, the part-time job that you seek at this moment may be the beginning of a career for you, and you may not realize it at this point until you actually begin work in that.